you can only mean one thing. That means you're listening to the High Spot Podcast. Catch us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast, as well as our partnership with Brain Stew Radio Network. You can catch them on Twitter as well at Brain Stew Radio. Shout out Chris Hamill, my boy. We'll have him on pretty soon. No doubt about that. Just a matter of when it will happen. You know, I'm running solo here, guys. The trendsetter, thank you, Tiffany, for that shout out, is running solo here. I am one member of the Jersey Rant crew, my tag team partner right now, Jeff Martin, on assignment. So Jeff will be here again next week. Can't wait to have him. We had just a great, great time. And I know I'm probably reminiscing here, but we had an amazing time at SummerSlam weekend. You know, our last show and last episode, we had John Canton. Again, you catch him on Twitter at John Report. Does great articles, love his enthusiasm, and just have a great conversation with him about, you know, what we love more than anything right now is professional wrestling, and what a great time it is to be a fan of professional wrestling. And you could definitely tell that when the conversation we had with John, which you can also catch on our SoundCloud and our Twitter page and Facebook as well, High Spot Podcast. You know, we reminisced, we talked about SummerSlam, we talked about all the angles that were coming up at that time. The Universal Championship was going to be decided after Finn Balor had relinquished it due to a shoulder injury that required extensive surgery. And now it seems like the timetable for Finn to come back at the least might be 6 months. We've heard reports right now where it might be possible he could miss WrestleMania. I hope those rumors do not come to fruition, because to me it would be a shame if Finn Balor, after all the work that he's done, and more importantly, the person, Fergal Devitt, could not appear at WrestleMania in a match, because us as fans, and I mean, you could say diehards or casual fans, just enjoy everything that he does, from what he's done in Japan, from what he's done all over the world, quite frankly, and NXT as well, where he's kind of made even a bigger name for himself under the WWE brand. To not have him there at WrestleMania would just be a shame. But again, we talked about, you know, the potential of what was going to happen now and what direction the Raw brand was going to move with the WWE Universal Championship. I still can't say that without feeling a bit annoyed, because that just doesn't roll off the tongue. And then SmackDown 2 and huge things about what direction they were going to go. So just a great conversation we had with John. And so now I'm going to kind of recap a little bit of you know, what happened on Raw and SmackDown. And we also have a great interview too, which we were able to get two really cool, hip, exciting, and really great to talk to individuals. Eddie Murphy, who Jeff and I have the pleasure of working with on a day-to-day basis when we get a chance to see him from all the other jobs that it seems that Jeff and I do, with his girlfriend Jada as well. And they do a show themselves, a video show called Cheat Day. And basically the concept of it, I won't give away too much, you'll hear it during the interview, just a great concept in terms of, feels more like a Food Network channel guide type of feel, where, you know, gets me hungry even thinking about it, where, you know, we all try to be very conscious of what we eat, you know, in terms of how society is nowadays about body image and how people should eat right and exercise, and the idea of, you know, what looks good, what doesn't, what's actually healthy for you and what isn't. You know, all those things go around, and I know for myself, you know, for me, having, you know, an ugly mug that I do, I try to compensate that by exercising as much as I do. Before, it was a, you know, trying to get all the ladies impressed with you type of thing, and then it just became a way of life. So I understand that concept, and for any of those of you who've tried to do the quote-unquote diet and have tried to eat a clean lifestyle, there's always that one day that you give yourself, which you have to, because if you eat clean 24/7, 365, I mean, it's possible you can do it, but it just becomes really stagnant. And unless you're changing things up, it becomes difficult. And sometimes you want to owe yourself a treat, because at the end of the day, you owe it to yourself because you're doing so good. And it's called a cheat day. We all know what that's about, trying to eat all our favorite foods that we don't eat on a consistent basis anymore, because, you know, the older we get, unfortunately, the old metabolism doesn't burn it off as quickly. So we spoke to Eddie, and his girlfriend was on board, and we were able to bring them in and speak to them about, you know, the concept of where this came about and where it was going to lead to. And it's just great sitting down with the two of them. And Jada, God bless her, God bless you, and Eddie Murphy, don't let this one slip away, brought us food too. And this is the wee hours in the morning. We're on such a sugar rush, which you'll hear during the interview. But before we get to that, guys, let's talk about, you know, what happened on SmackDown and Raw. You know, SmackDown Live, what can I say now? You know, I've done the SmackDown Report, SmackDown Rewind for BustedOpenNation.com, and video coming up pretty soon where Jeff and I will talk about all the other things around professional wrestling like Lucha Underground, New Japan, TNA, all those things Jeff and I will start doing for BustedOpenNation.com. Shout out to Mary Gray, the Queen Bee. Thank you for that as well. And Kyle Lewis as well. You know, he's the producer for Busted Open as well. So both of them helping us collectively, as well as Dave LeGrec and Doug Mortman, who we will have on the show eventually. It's just working on a time when that's going to happen. So we can't wait to have those guys on as well. Ran into Dave LeGrec during SummerSlam weekend as well. But to touch base on it, you know, SmackDown Live has actually now, since its start, has done a really good job, especially post-SummerSlam, of really start working storylines that get us interested. Jeff talked about it previously on an episode last week where we're like, you know, the series they have now, the post-show basically for SmackDown Live called Smack Talk, which you can get on the WWE Network, has now become kind of must-watch because you kind of have a feel of the behind-the-scenes type of the behind-the-scenes type of things that are going on back there with Renee Young and Daniel Bryan hosting. So I mean, let's get started. I mean, everybody was talking about it on the internet. It was probably one of the best promos I've heard in a really long time because there's a lot of conviction and authenticity behind it. The Miz comes up and does a humongous promo on Daniel Bryan, and a lot of people were debating whether it's a shoot, it's a work. You know, it felt real, but at the end of the day, you ended up talking about it, so it lived up to its purpose. He comes out, and it seems like he's going to get into a rivalry with Dolph Ziggler, who now kind of gets lost in the shuffle. What's going to happen since he lost his opportunity against Dean Ambrose for the WWE World Championship? And just a lot of, it seems like both of them have a lot to prove, these two. And looks like it's going to ultimately culminate in a match at Backlash, which will be the first pay-per-view for SmackDown Live, September 11th, for the Intercontinental Championship. So that should be a good one. Both are really good workers, really work well together. So we'll find out if their chemistry continues on. And more than just their chemistry in the ring, can their chemistry on air, on the microphone, attacking each other, can that help bring up not only The Miz, who's red hot right now, in my opinion, but also bring up Dolph Ziggler, who's kind of getting, you know, trying to find now a place for himself on this roster. AJ Styles, the face that runs the place, coming in here and working with Apollo Crews, which was an amazing match. Just shows you the potential Apollo Crews has. And AJ Styles, just again, is just what he is, no pun intended, but in this case it is phenomenal. We had women's action, Becky Lynch and Naomi tag teaming up against Italian Alexa Bliss. Heath Slater and Rhino teaming up in the tournament for the new SmackDown tag team titles against the old school Headbangers coming back, getting over on them. The Hype Bros being the Vaudevillians to advance into the tournament to see who will be the new SmackDown tag team champions, culminating at Backlash. And then the main event was basically Baron Corbin and Dean Ambrose. Don't know where Baron Corbin fit into all this because he's kind of been lost. I guess he was supposed to have a match at SummerSlam, didn't work itself out. He ends up beating Dean Ambrose via DQ with the help of AJ Styles at ringside, causing a little fiasco. And then in the end, obviously AJ Styles tries to go for the phenomenal forearm. Dean counters it. He's hung up on the ropes, AJ Styles, and the grapefruits are split. And kind of ends the show that way with Dean Ambrose and on top. And we go back to Raw, which, you know, we'll do real quick. And the main thing I want to talk about Raw, you know, we could talk about all the matches and things like that. Chris Jericho, you know, the gift of Jericho, drinking it all in. But the main thing about Raw that I want to get to real quick, because we kind of did a quick SmackDown Live review. Congratulations. A huge congratulations. And if Jeff was here, I can only imagine what he would say. Goes out to Kevin Owens. Fight Owens fight. He finally got the opportunity he deserved. Not only was it a huge shock that Triple H finally came back after not being seen since WrestleMania when he lost the title to Roman Reigns, at that time the WWE World Championship, which is now at SmackDown Live, but he comes in, attacks Roman Reigns, gives him a pedigree on the outside, and then you thought he was in cahoots with Seth Rollins, ends up turning on Seth Rollins, completely shocking the entire crowd, as well as Mick Foley and Stephanie McMahon, and ends up helping Kevin Owens get the one thing that the whole crowd's been actually demanding him to get the title. And he finally got it. It was an emotional time for me, because when I saw it, I couldn't believe it. And second of all, I was so thankful, saying to myself, finally, you won't hear me say this a lot of times. Thank you, WWE, for doing the right thing. Thank you for finally putting over the guys that we want. Not that we're against everybody else, but give us something different. And see Kevin Owens do that with tears in his eyes. I mean, he's a heel, but you know, he was feeling the emotion. Finally, they gave him the ball to run with. And he's been hitting home runs even without the title, so it was only a matter of time. But you were wondering, you know, in some scenarios, it doesn't always happen. For Kevin Owens, it did. Couldn't be happier for him. he seems to be a stand-up guy. I've never had the privilege of meeting Kevin Owens, but I can only imagine he's a stand-up guy. But at the end of the day, you know, when it comes to Finn Balor and guys like Kevin Owens and guys like Sami Zayn and guys like, for example, Adrian Neville and Shinsuke Nakamura and Samoa Joe, and the list goes on and on, Austin Aries, Bobby Roode, and hopefully Eric Young now eventually will be with NXT. You're just happy these guys are finally given the platform, the opportunity to shine, and the WWE actually acknowledges them from their past success. And kudos to Kevin Owens. I couldn't be more happy for the guy. He deserves it more than anybody. And what a great way. You know, it was kind of a bittersweet taste because you felt bad because you want Finn to continue a title reign, but there's no better person to put it on than him. I could see why they would might have put it on Seth Rollins for the mere fact that he could carry the title and he'd be, you know, the one being chased. Roman Reigns, I still think it's a little too early for that to happen. I think eventually it will. And regardless of the fact that people are against it, it's going to happen regardless. And for Kevin Owens, about time. I can't wait to see wherever he gets in. But then towards the end of the show, whether it was scripted or not, or whether he was showing, I mean, he was so excited. And the fans chanting. It seems like it's been a custom nowadays, you know. We've been getting, like, event after event where the fans are finally chanting, "You deserve it," and it's true. But I'd be the one to say, you know, not only does he deserve it, because a lot of people will probably debate, a lot of people don't deserve a lot of things, but you know what? Kevin Owens, like Finn Balor, and like AJ Styles, the three ones that come off the top of my head, they not only deserve it, they earned their opportunities. They earned their spot. So it's not about deserving. They earned it 100% and couldn't be happy. And we'll get more thoughts on Jeff when we get him back on here to clarify his emotions, because he was excited just as much as I was, because he's a huge Kevin Owens fan, dressed up for him for Halloween. So you know how much he loves Kevin Owens. And like I said, I can't wait to see now. For the first time, I can't believe I'm saying this, for Raw and SmackDown, I can't wait to see what happens next, because right now, you have a lot to work with. You have a lot of momentum. I know I'm always the negative here where I say don't blow it. But in this case, you know, let's see what happens. You know, you're not blowing it now because you're giving the opportunity to these guys. Let them go with it. Let them run with it. Let's see what we have here, because we have some time before WrestleMania season starts. And my God, can you believe it? WrestleMania season will start before you know it, because we're reaching towards the end of the summer, which I hate to admit, but it's going to happen. So definitely excited about that. And what a great time to be a wrestling fan, especially if you're watching WWE right now, because the guys you love, the guys that you support, and the guys you've vicariously lived through are finally getting the opportunity. So it's like we've all won with them, and I can't wait to see what happens. So, you know, wrapping that up, you know, great Raw, really good, you know, I wouldn't say great, but good Raw, good SmackDown. Seems like it's going towards the right directions. We'll see as the weeks go by. And as Jeff and I start posting our own videos on BustedOpenNation.com, a lot of things in the works for Jeff and I, what we're doing here. But again, it's a slow progression, but we're thankful for you guys, the fans, who are listening to us and supporting us and following us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast, as well as Facebook, liking us on there as well. And a lot of stuff coming up in the near future for us, so we can't wait. So, you know, during SummerSlam weekend, catch up and speak to one of our good friends, Eddie Murphy, and his girlfriend, Jada Mata Manero. And you guys can follow him on Twitter as well. You can follow Eddie at Edward L. Murphy, not Eddie. And Jada as well, at Jada Montanero, all one word. Talking about their show that they've kind of created themselves, and, you know, they're 7 episodes in right now. And you can catch their episodes on their Twitter handle as well, at Our Cheat Day. Yeah, I would suggest you guys to go take a listen to it and see what it's all about. And that's what we wanted to do when we sat down Jada and Eddie and asked them basically the culmination of what Cheat Day was and basically where it derived from, whose idea was it, and where do they expect to go in the future. So great time to talk with the two of them. And, you know, Jeff started it all on talking about Cheat Day, and this is what we had to say.
Cheat Day is actually Eddie and Jada's show, and they basically will go, they're from Staten Island, and they'll go and basically travel around restaurants that they think are hot spots, and they'll talk about it, and they'll eat, and they'll make me hungry. And I gotta admit that I have checked them out. And
well,
you're
always hungry, man. I mean, we try to stick on a regimen, and you're always like, "Oh, when do we have a cheat day?" I'm like, "Great, now this will give you more emphasis to want to just bail out on the diet." So
yeah, I know.
Good job.
So thank you guys. But anyways, here we are talking to Eddie Murphy, the Eddie Murphy. There's only one.
Which cheat day would have you would you like better? If I did a guide on how to cheat on your girlfriend successfully, or is it the food one?
The food one. At first I was like,
I didn't let you down.
At first I was like, the cheat day, I was like, oh man, he's gonna give us pointers on how to be discreet. But yeah. No. But
well, knowing Eddie, he's such a multitasker, so yeah. I didn't know what side he was going.
But pleasantly surprised though, coming on to cheat day here, and you can follow them at R Cheat Day on Twitter, on their Facebook page, Cheat Day, and also on Instagram, R Cheat Day, talking to Eddie Murphy and Jada. Jada,
I'm kind of upset you introduced him first. If you didn't read the logo, it's Jada and Eddie, not Eddie and Jada.
I always said it should be alphabetical order. Like you respect your elders, because I'm older. But.
Or I'm the better one in the video, so I go first.
No. Well, Jada, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have been better looking. Because yes. Then Jada would have been.
No, see,
first.
I thought it was because we're longtime serious friends. So I thought that they also gave me respect because of that.
So, guys, honestly, great to have you guys in studio.
Thanks for having us. I love doing these
in studio instead of on the phone, more personal.
Yeah, exactly. When you're doing it on Skype or on the phone, it's not the same thing. When you have guys in the studio, it's a little bit easier to talk. Exactly. And you don't get snacks. I mean, we've been blessed. Jada, you know, God bless her, has given us a galore of sweets to have. And, you know, I'm going to go in a sugar rush right now pretty soon and pretty much crash at the end of this interview most likely. But first thing I want to ask you guys was, you know, I thought it was a great concept. Jeff first introduced me to it. I thought, wow, great idea. I've never really seen somebody really do this. Everybody does hotspots. I was thinking I was watching, like, Food Network. You know,
it really
did
come
go
off
out
like
there.
That,
it came off that way. So, what came up with the concept? Who came up with the idea? How did you want to attack it in terms of starting it from the ground up?
So, I have been told I want to be on camera. I'm a broadcast journalist. I've been told to create my own content while I'm looking for jobs, or even when I have my first job, and put myself on YouTube, put myself out there. So, for months now, I've been trying to think of an idea of what hasn't been done. I didn't want to do a typical vlog where I sit there. It's hard to interview celebrities on my own. And me and Eddie watch food shows all the time. When we're not doing anything, Food Network or Cooking Channel is on. And I realized that there's no couples doing food. HGTV, all the home shows are all couples, all married couples doing it together.
Oh, yeah.
No one's a couple doing food. So I was thinking, Eddie and I loved, I was driving home from the gym, and I'm thinking in my head, and I'm like, Eddie and I love to work out. We're always eating healthy, but there's the cheat day that comes to working out, because everyone says you don't want to limit yourself because then you'll binge. So
that's what I tell Jeff all the time.
So I was like, you know what? We can make that a concept. And since we love to eat, I'm always looking up the newest restaurants to go with Eddie to try new food. Why don't we make those our videos? And it kind of just spiraled from there.
Yeah, I didn't have much pushback against that idea. I thought it was pretty spot on.
Oh, man, you get to eat, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I know she's mentioned she wanted to do some kind of videos or some content just to be out there. And then when she came up with this idea, I was like, it does make sense. We do eat boringly healthy. We do drive around. Like, most dates you go on, I mean, it's like a movie or it's a restaurant. So it makes a lot of sense to go pick something fun. It's like when you go out to eat anyway, you're not eating that healthy. So we just thought it'd be a good idea to go somewhere, try something that you see in the menu that makes you go, wow, and then, I guess, film it.
So when you guys go, do you guys let the restaurant places know? Or
no, that's
are you
the
guys...
thing with that is we knew going in, because one, we don't have any publicity. So we thought, well, if worst case scenario, if we can't just film in there, if they have a problem with it, we'll just take the food to go. Luckily, we haven't had an issue yet. We did a little test run. Her uncle owns a place in Brooklyn, our first video. So we got a quick test run just to see how it felt with other, you know, patrons and the waiters and the bartenders, just being around people in that environment. But luckily, when we'd done other videos, it was totally fine. Like, one was takeout. One actually was very loud and very dark.
So you had to kind of revamp
it. Kind of squish. So we had to do more voiceover work than we wanted to. But we find ways around it. We've never run into a problem yet.
For now, we've been doing more selfie videos or someone filming us at the table. We want to hopefully, once we get more of a following, to actually let the restaurants know, and then we can even interview them. I had feedback from people, oh, it'd be cool if you interviewed the chef or the owner. Yeah. So once we do more videos, we're up to 6 now, we're going to try to do all of that and try to go more professionally with it. But for now, we're starting off slow.
So after you guys went to Fontana's in Brooklyn, right?
Yes.
All right, so then I think what they decided to do is they splurged all the money that they put into Cheat Day and they sent Jada to Italy. And because they were so sure of the first show was going to succeed that they
were trying to get an international audience.
We put it
exactly.
All in.
So they were like, you know what? Let's put all the money in. Let's go for
funny
it.
Funny you bring that up is because I was actually supposed to go on that trip.
Oh, no.
So I was told for a year because she's graduating, or she graduated BU and her dad was retiring. I was supposed to go like this summer. So she said, like, oh, this summer we're going to go, whatever. But it was one of those plans that she told me, but never really okay with the parents. So the parents instead invited her cousin who also graduated school. So they brought her instead. And I was,
hanging out with us here on the weekends.
Yeah, yeah, on the weekends.
Exactly. Exactly. I stayed in, yeah,
well, I got to do my solo videos, take a break from you. So, yeah.
How did you like Italy?
Italy,
oh, what kind of question
yeah.
is that?
I, yeah, exactly.
No, but how
Italy
how
was amazing.
It was all right, you know.
It's the food capital.
Olive Garden, kind of same thing.
It's the food capital of the world. You can't go wrong. And I lucked out that a lot of my friends have gone abroad and have been to Italy, so I got food recommendations from them. And actually, one of the places we went to with the paninis, I had comments from Eddie's friend from college, from my friends going, I think about these sandwiches every day. So people we knew actually went to the place that I just stumbled upon. I stumbled upon this place. So it was really cool to know that without knowing it, I found a really famous place that people were interested in. So even miles and miles away, people from here have been to where we're covering. So it's pretty cool.
Well, speaking of that, going to Italy, I mean, I envied that. Like, it looked gorgeous.
It was amazing.
You guys obviously take trips on the side. So is this going to be something more you're going to keep it more locally, areas like around the metropolitan area, or it just depends on anywhere you guys go? So you guys can go on a day trip. We'll find a spot and do it there. How much planning goes into actually doing this?
A little bit. Some was spur of the moment, like the whole the chicken and the egg one, which I'm sure we'll get to.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Let's get into it right
like
now.
The LBI.
Great wings, by the way.
Yeah, the best.
Awesome.
The LBI trip wasn't necessarily planned like months or weeks ahead. It was just kind of a thing where my family was told by our family's friends to come down, and a couple of days in advance, like, all right, let's just go. I'm like, if we go, there's this place here called Chicken and the Egg. She's never been to it. I have. And it's one of the best places I've ever been to, and especially wings. I mean, it blows everything out of the water. So, like, there are some places that are on our radar. We have a couple things in mind now, and depending on if we're Staten Island, Manhattan, Brooklyn, wherever we go, we might go to Boston next weekend. There's a lot of places in Boston we want to get to. So when we go to a certain place, we kind of have a couple things in mind to do, but we don't say like, okay, in 3 weeks we have this, you know, we have an X on the calendar. There's nothing like that. So okay. some are just a spur of the moment thing.
So in trips like that, you said you're going to Boston, pretty much bring the equipment, bring in the car
the,
with
the
you.
Equipment is, the equipment iPhone. Is her phone, yeah, and an iPhone tripod and a little lav mic that reaches about a foot. So that's our equipment.
We're trying to keep it local because the local audience are the people who care. But like Eddie said, we like to go different places, and especially Boston. We knew we were going a couple of weekends ago, and our recent video, Trina's Starlight Lounge, we saw it on Esquire. We saw it on Man vs. Food. So we were like...
No, Guy Fieri, not Man vs. Food.
Not Man vs. Food, yeah, Guy Fieri. Yeah. We saw
it. Diners, Drives, and Dives.
Triple D.
Yeah.
So,
by the way, I do watch tons of Food Network. I love those cooking shows.
It's amazing.
That,
so
the best.
It's a good idea, guys.
So
really
we
is.
Saw they went, and we said, while we're in Boston... we have to do a video on it. So some things are planned like that, but mostly we're going to try to keep it local. And if we move to LA, it'll be LA local.
we have like built-in fan bases, obviously, at home and in this area. And we have a built-in fan base in Boston. When I say fan base, I mean people we went to school with friends. So we have friends in Boston.
Hey, they
to school
be your
with
fans.
Them, and we have, yeah.
They love it. All of our friends, reviews from them, we got called the Chip and Joanna of food. Chip and Joanna are on HGTV, which I was modeling us after. So that was a highlight.
Honestly, guys, I would not have you guys on here if I didn't think that you guys were onto something here.
We hold high standards here at the
High School. We do. I mean, it's very interesting show. Now, if I can make a recommendation, next time you guys go to Boston, before I ask you how your trip was, because you know you guys went to see Pearl Jam.
Yeah, last 2 weeks ago.
So
in Fenway.
You guys got to try Frank Pepe's Pizza. Have you guys been to Frank Pepe's?
Yeah, it's the one in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I know. Because you guys
don't
too happy about it.
No, because you know what?
About that.
As a person from New York, I think there's a joke amongst me and my friends that we always say the best pizzeria is the one closest to your house because you really can't go wrong. If you're not going to a chain place. But Frank Pepe's, I've heard a lot about, it's in Connecticut. I can't see the point of driving all the way to Connecticut for pizza that might be, if it is better, marginally better at best. Like I've had,
it's delicious, Eddie.
Staten Island, I think, has the best pizza in the boroughs. And I'll go to my grave saying that. I think there's
I agree.
I can name 10 places off the top of my head that are gonna that beat everything.
Danino's
I've
had to move to NYC into Manhattan because it was amazing.
Danino's Goodfellas, known as a bunch of places. So I heard of it. It just kind of that's kind of out of the way. I mean, we could stop technically. I mean, we could think of it. We had a couple of different places in mind for Boston. We have there's a good brunch spot. There's a good burger spot. But I mean, if that's in the cards, I mean, I'd do it.
I would just suggest it because we went there and because we
right.
we sometimes look at Travel Channel for Network and we'll go
very popular.
Yeah, and we'll go. Dude, the line
I'm
was
sure.
sick.
I have a lot
man.
Of friends
just,
over there.
Even
they say,
in the afternoon, it was long. But
well, same thing for chicken or the egg.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're driving, trying to find it. Don't really know what it is. You see a bunch of people standing outside line, think, oh, it's like a convenience store or something like that, and realize, oh, this is your destination. Where is it? Oh, it's right there. And believe
it or
not,
we got there at 12, and they were an hour wait. So
it doesn't matter what time. It's
either
breakfast time, it's packed. It's lunch time, it's packed. Because once it hits there's no difference. Because it's noon and people are still getting breakfast, but it's oh, it's noon, so I could technically get wings now. And then it's open 24/7, so people are constantly there.
That is a dream, my friend. Have wings anytime you want.
So we had the wings. We had exactly what you guys had.
Okay.
Except he got the loaded fries, which was with the
bacon. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I wanted.
He loved that. I was a little on the cheese, and those fries was a little eh. But the loaded fries were really good. But the wings, man.
The
can't
wings
beat
are the best.
Those,
they're
man,
huge. Right? They're like dinosaur legs. They're
you mix that
massive.
With the honeybee wings. Oof.
The flavors are great too. They sometimes
let's
places.
Stop. Let's just go. Let's head down there. Right.
I know.
It'll take us 4 hours.
Yeah, hop on the turnpike on a Saturday. Good luck with that.
How was Pearl Jam though, dude? I know you're a huge fan.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, I've been to 16, 17 shows at this point. So seeing the Sunday show. I mean, Friday was amazing too. But I think the Sunday show, maybe because where I was sitting, or just the. Usually that we say the second show, the last show of a stretch run is better in that city. I think the Sunday show was definitely my Mount Rushmore. So it was a lot of fun.
Now, Jada, you're a fan of Pearl Jam before?
By proxy.
No.
I drag her.
I get stuck listening to Pearl Jam, SiriusXM, shout out, every car ride. So I got forced kind of to enjoying them, and I...
No, what really happened was...
Well, you kind of owed him for the fact that you couldn't go to Italy, right? So
yeah,
I might as well...
No, and I always say, he always makes fun of me, and his friends make fun of me that Eddie took me... He's my boyfriend. I'm going to support in what he loves. He does that for me. And I had a great time. I'm not a huge fan of Pearl Jam, but you can't not have fun at a concert.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I went with him. We had a great weekend. We had a great time at the concerts. I was singing and dancing along to the songs I knew. So,
yeah,
it was
a good time. I was saying, it was kind of a deal because she has a lot of friends up there still from BU. So she gets to see her friends. I had plenty of people ask me to go. I mean, Frank Isola, who works with us, asked to go. We had my friends at home asked to go. Plenty of people wanted to go because it was a hot, item. But I told her if she came, we'll split it up where if you're going to come to concerts with me, then we'll go see your friends. So it was a deal. That's what
and
you
have I
to
also
do.
Got you a free
compromise.
Place to stay for
you're
the
just,
weekend.
Exactly.
So.
A relationship is about compromise, and that's what I had to do.
You guys talked about LA before. Is that the ultimate goal? Do you guys want to go to LA?
If I'm not there by the fall... you'll find me in a ditch somewhere.
Yeah.
that's your own doing. That's something to do with it. That
no, not because of no, not because of you. Because of me.
Let's just get this disclaimer there.
I want to do entertainment news, so I need to be in LA. I was there for 4 months for my last semester of college. Eddie came and visited, fell in love with it. A lot of his friends are out there. He's kind of getting over the whole New York thing, so. He said, you know what, Jade, if you need to go there, I'll get a job there too. So we're hoping that'll happen.
I mean, you guys know the deal. You could do sports talk radio literally anywhere.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter for unless you have a specific market. But
LA is the second biggest market.
Well, yeah, New York is the first. So it's obviously tough to get especially an on-air job in either market. But just the weather all year round being great and having a lot of my best college friends out there. And it's what she wants to do, too. So, again, another compromise where it works out for both of us.
Yeah, after I saw that movie with The Rock, San Andreas, I don't want to move to LA.
I know. Well, the thing, lucky thing is that we have The Rock to save us.
Okay, well, that makes sense, though, of course. Him and Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
But if you're driving really fast. But, okay, so ultimately, you've made the mark that you do want to be on television. You're giving yourself a time frame. But basically, you said entertainment. Anything else other than that, talking about Entertainment Tonight, Entertainment Weekly, that kind of thing you want to do?
That kind of stuff is my main goal of what I want to do. Honestly, if other things come my way,
have you ever been interested in the sports world? Being a sideline reporter
or
something like that?
Well, I did. That's how I kind of met and got to know Eddie was through the sports show at BU. Okay. So I have done sports, but I don't want to be the typical... I'm not trying to compliment myself, but typical good-looking girl on the sideline that doesn't know what she's talking about, and I don't know sports enough to do it. I wouldn't put myself in that situation. I don't want to be that stereotype. So kind of more entertainment. Don't want to really do news because it's too depressing and I don't like politics. So entertainment kind of just came my way. But again, food takes off. I'll be a food host. I don't really care. Just something fun. And sorry, I talk with my hands a lot. So
no, it's fine. Yeah,
don't worry about it. It's radio.
It's a podcast.
We don't know. So the audience doesn't see it. But okay, well, yeah. But if that were to happen, then Eddie, you'd be fine moving down to Los Angeles. You said that you have a lot of friends over there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
My thing is, say you get another job in Los Angeles. Jada, you're working out for entertainment. Will this continue on?
Yeah.
Is this something
absolutely.
That no matter what happens, you guys will still find time for doing? Are you expecting this also, along with your individual careers, to kind of skyrocket itself
I
as
hope
well?
This skyrockets. I hope we submit it to Food Network and they're like, love it.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect. That's the thing with doing something like what we're doing or even what you're doing, and as good as it is and as much like as you're proud of it, and yes, you guys put a lot of work into it, you're very proud of it. You guys have a number of really good guests. I mean, for a podcast that's, you know, doesn't have a huge platform like a SiriusXM or something. I mean, it's I want to give you guys a great comment. That's awesome. But you know, like we do, you can't expect this to grow into something massive. You kind of just do it because you enjoy it, and you do it because you have fun doing it. You can't go, well, I'm doing this because I think one day it's going to blow up and I'm going to get very famous off
we
it.
We would hope so.
Well, you hope, but you can't.
That's always in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can't rely on it. You can't bank on it because you know how tough it is and how a million people on the planet now have podcasts. I mean, you could go check. Everyone has a podcast. It's like it was what blogs were 5 years ago. So yeah, I mean, we'd love it to be something big, and we're seeing it grow, you know, kind of little by little, seeing how many people we reach, how many people that we know of, like, that are liking the pictures or liking the videos or commenting stuff. So it makes you feel good because people do notice it. And when your friends who, you know, love to bust your chops are saying, like, oh, it's good.
Of course.
Like, you're breaking that barrier because, like, when they're actually enjoying it. So, yeah, it would be great if it worked out. If it doesn't, it will never stop because it's really not that hard to go to find a fun place to go eat, order something that's awesome, you know, eat it, take a quick, you know, do a quick review of it, edit together and put it out there for the masses. It's not that hard. So now I hope people don't hear that and go, oh, I want to do it too. But
speaking of that, and what I wanted to get to as well is, like, you guys came up with a really good concept, like I thought, right? To me, I told you it gave me kind of ideas of, you know, Food Network or Travel Channel, but it always has to be slightly different because,
sure,
again, you don't want to be mirroring or copying everybody else because everybody else is doing the same. Jeff and I are the same way. You know, we're doing a podcast. How many other people out there do podcasts too? Wrestling or sports or anything in general. So we have to be slightly different. So Jeff and I always like to focus on the quality of the guests we have. That's why the two of you are sitting
thank
here
you.
With us today. So we thank you for that. What you makes
just saying
you
that because he brought in sweets.
that
I
helps.
Paid you guys off with magnolias.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. But that being said, though, what would you tell the audience that go on to Twitter and check out Cheat Day? What makes you guys different? Obviously, you guys are a couple, so you have that dynamic. But what makes it a little bit different than what we would see, for example, on Food Network or Travel Channel?
You can start.
I think just for that reason, our chemistry, and we, as our videos have been going, we've been trying to make them more funny, more comical, more chemistry between each other. So besides the food, you're entertained by Eddie and I being silly. So we have that going, and also just the whole concept of Cheat Day in general. We are going for the craziest, out-of-the-box food that you can get. So not just a regular cheat. Like, our Instagram is different. Our Instagram, we try to post every day just good food. But for our video specifically, we had a maple syrup bourbon drink with butter. Where else would
I saw that one.
Where else would you see that? So we're trying to
Eddie
go.
Eddie was struggling.
Yeah, he was struggling. We're trying to break the boundaries and show people where you can go to get the craziest food. So I think that's what sets us apart from many different things.
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head with a lot of the topics. I think to add on that, you sometimes watch shows on TV and you're like, oh, it's like scripted almost, or it feels fake, or, you know, what we do is organic and it might be like cheesy because it's a couple, but at least it's real. We do try to be funny. I think there's a lot of stuff that we had to cut out from me just going kind of off the rails and saying stuff that's probably not appropriate and a little edgy, but I mean, we do try to like slip in a couple jokes here and there. What you said about the food and trying places that you might, yeah, some places we've seen from television shows and places like Chicken or the Egg are very, very popular and have been on Man vs. Food and stuff, so everyone kind of knows about it. But at the same token, even those have been done, people, like, especially where we live, if you go there, it's like, oh, wow, I've been that place a million times. I love it. I want to see what you guys say about it. And then we do find the you know, stuff off the beaten path that we want to just try ourselves because we might have found that one crazy item that we have to try. So we change it up. Like, we'll do like the cheat or not cheat thing where we kind of pick out a new like food fad that's like kind of in
the
news now.
We did the Mac and Cheetos.
Yeah, we have a couple more in mind. So we do stuff like that.
That was really good.
Yeah. Amazing.
It was
amazing. And I don't like
you
Burger
can tell
King.
It's amazing from the way Jada's moving her hands right now.
I don't,
like a plane's going to land
I
here.
Don't like Burger King. I absolutely was going into it saying these are going to be disgusting. I will throw up after eating it. And I ate the entire container. I thought they were absolutely delicious. So I was shocked that I liked them.
My one regret from cheat day was the low rating because she put me on the spot. And I was disappointed with... You didn't have that much of a Cheeto taste because it wasn't, there was no cheese dust. Like you put your hand in a bag and you come out, it's like orange. There was, it just tasted
that's
like.
That's the best part, by the way.
Yeah. And that's what you want. You want that Cheeto flavor. This, it was more of like a mozzarella stick, but instead of mozzarella inside, it was just macaroni and cheese. So I kind of deducted points unfairly because that's so sorry, Burger King. It should be higher.
We're
it was good.
To do
it was
another
tasty.
To cheat or not to cheat for this week's video. So if you have any advice of what we should do, it's usually something that's a mainstream item, like something from Burger King or Taco Bell came out with a Cheeto taco. We're not going to do that because it's Cheetos again, but something along that line. So if you guys have anything you want us to try,
I know you're not going to Burger King again, but you see that Whopper with the burrito?
We talked about that too.
But
yeah,
we don't want to do Burger King.
Yeah, I know, but man,
yeah, we don't want to do it back to back. We might do it down the road. We're not going to do it back to back with like the cheat or not the cheat.
Yeah.
But so anyway, to bring your question, to bring it full circle, because we do stuff like that, we'll do it to cheat or not to cheat in a fast food place, or that we'll go, you know, like I said, off the beaten path and find some, like, you know, Trina Starlight Lounge, like a dive bar, because we have a wide range of what we do. And I think because we are a couple, there is that little bit of, we do differentiate between stuff you could see, you know, on TV, online, or in a magazine, whatever.
So one of the questions that I want to find out and delve into here, do my research here, is, so how did you guys meet? Who made the first
well,
one?
So speaking,
I could, well, they're both at a Burger King.
Yeah,
at a Burger
King. No, it is food related, guys.
No, I could tell
it's that. Food related.
Yeah, let me tell the story. So from my background,
Jada's like, I want to tell it.
No, because she can't, because a part of it, I was the decision why I met her is my story.
Okay.
So
the decision on what?
Well, because what happened was, so me and my friends, well, I was like with myself, three other friends, and it was, I believe it was around like June, and like the Rangers were on. It was around like 4 o'clock. It was in that weird time frame where you're like, it's not lunch, but it's not dinner yet, but we're kind of hungry. So we're like, oh, we can go somewhere, just chill out, you know, watch the game, whatever, have a couple of drinks. And we first decided on this place called Z1. We said, no, it's too far. And I say that because her place, the restaurant where I met her, was called Z2. Now, that's your little, like, Tarantino. That's the answer. Now, I'll get to it. So then we drove to a place called Cheeburger. And you could, like, build your own cheeseburger, and you could stay there. So we drove there, but it's in a massive, like, strip mall parking lot. It's all brand new in the South Shore of Staten Island. And in the same parking lot as another restaurant, the sister restaurant of Z1 called Z2. So we go, oh, well, Z1 is a pretty big menu. Why don't we just go here instead and we can get something besides a burger? And I'm sure they have a couple of beers, a lot of TVs. It's like a lounge bar thing. So we said, sure. We go inside. It's like empty as can be. And it's just me, my three other friends, and we get brought to like the back room, and that's where we see Jada.
So this was my actual first day training as a waitress. So he was my first table training as a waitress. I worked at
Z2. It was fate, Jeff.
It was. I worked at Z2 for 2 years prior in high school as a hostess. So the restaurant knew me already. So I was just training, air quote training. So the waitress that I was working with was like, Jada, you know what you're doing. Just take the tables, like say you're training. So they were my first full table. And Eddie was wearing a shirt that said Boston Strong for the Boston Marathon. And I was like, oh, like, are you from Boston? Are you, like, visiting?
And yeah,
he was
just drove like, to Staten Island to eat.
Maybe you knew friends. That was your friends that you were visiting. I don't know. I've never seen you before. Usually on Staten Island, you recognize people, but I didn't. So I was like, oh, are you from Boston? Like, what are you doing? Like, whatever. And he was like, oh, I go to Boston University. I said, no way. I go to Boston University. He said, yeah, I'm going to be a senior on broadcast journalism. I was like, no way. I'm broadcast journalism. So After that whole debacle, him and his friends were there. He gets me on Facebook because, you know, he had to stalk me. Starts messaging me on Facebook.
Yes, it did.
He said he was reaching out to me because he wanted me to join his sports show when we got back to school.
It wasn't after like the first time. That's like
yes, it was after the first time. Yes, it was because that's how you found out to keep coming every week. Him and his friends came once a week to visit me as a waitress.
So what really happened? She told us there she'll be here around, and because what happened while we were sitting there eating, we got discounts because if there's a New York sports team playing at that time, the drinks are
$2 beers.
The $2 beers, basically, and you get like $5 appetizers. So because of that, and because she's like, yeah, I'm a waitress now, so we decided to come back. And then after a while, it was, I added her, and then she said, like, oh, where do you guys go out for fun, whatever, and we told her place in the city, so let's relax with the
It's great.
Stuff.
It's amazing to see two completely different sides of one story. One person's point of view compared to the other person's point of view, and... Well, none of them are the same.
Yeah, she's slandering me on your podcast.
Well, it's true. And then Eddie like always wanted to date me and was always into me. And I was like, no, we're just friends. I don't like you. But whatever. We were friends for a while. And then we started dating in the winter. So I made you chase after for a while.
How long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
Oh, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And they're going to be in broadcasting. And they're going to, the question is like, oh, you know, you guys going to move? So it's serious though. They're moving to...
Well, the thing about this is, I'm sure you guys are pretty aware of it, this is a crazy business, whether you're in television or in radio, and the thing is, you know, one thing is having a relationship, and I can only speak of myself, of having a relationship and then having to deal in this business with somebody who's outside of the business. Mm-hmm. Might be a little bit easier when somebody's in the business because you kind of have an understanding.
Easier. It's much easier.
Nobody understands really the it's not a 9-to-5 job. It's crazy hours. You're on no sleep for about 2 days, even with your significant other. You know, things that are cute and adorable become really annoying. I mean, I've done about almost 40-plus episodes with Jeff, and I can't stand him after the first episode. I couldn't stand Jeff, still can't stand him, but still do it because
we
have some
podcast,
type of chemistry.
The farther I stay away,
as you know, so, he sits a long way from me, he stays away from swinging distance. But that being said, you know, how much of it is, I guess the point I'm trying to get here is that you guys, like I said, had a great concept. How much of it is it now where it's like, how many hours are delved into doing something like this? Because again, it's not something where you can quickly just go on the phone. I mean, a lot of people do. A lot of people do selfies and do like what's it on FaceTime, Facebook Live, and stuff like that. But you guys, what I always credit to you guys, do a great job and put the quality into your editing. Because anybody can just put something up and then say, hey, listen, this is a show we're doing. Hey, pay attention to it. But it's all sloppy. You guys put the emphasis of putting, you know, all the graphics, the title, how things flow and transition. Where did that come from? Yeah. You guys have a lot of experience editing video?
Yeah, it's funny you said that because
I still think they're too sloppy also.
But the thing about that, that might be true, but again, that gives it, in my opinion, Jay, that gives it the personality of the show.
It's
not supposed to be Food Network. It's supposed to be, hey, these are two people. But again, maybe you put a little blooper in there because, hey, that's just us, theoretically.
Oh, yeah. We have material for that. No, like I was saying before.
When do we see that?
Yeah, like what I was saying before I was cut off.
I cut him off a lot.
I'm sure you can sell from this podcast. They're going to love that. just the other day, the last video we put out, our plan was like, okay, we're going to like come over. We'll edit it, you know, send it out tomorrow, and we'll watch like, you know, TV shows or whatever and go home because I got to be up early for work. And what ended up happening is it was like we just spent 2 or 3 extra hours editing it than we probably should have or had to, and then we couldn't watch TV shows. I'm like, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I have to be up in like 4 hours for work. So, yeah, we do put a lot of time and effort into it. With our editing background, she mentioned before at BU, I was executive producer of a sports television show that I was on since my freshman year, and we, you know, shot the stuff ourselves, edited the stuff ourselves, put it out to BUTV ourselves and the website. So she joined that, and we got a pretty good understanding of the final cut and stuff like that. Plus, the classes you take at BU also do help you, but not as good as doing it your own. So there was no steps to learn how to edit once you started. We already knew how going in.
Do you guys enjoy both concepts of it? Because for me, when I first started, I wanted to be on air, and which we are right now on the High Spot podcast. But the thing is, I became to learn the appreciation of behind the scenes technical things.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see yourself more, Eddie, to move on to on camera stuff?
Yeah,
Jay, do you see yourself, you know, wanting, being more interested in the technical aspect of things that go on when it comes to
producing? Yeah, she's going to be on air, but I agree with that to your point that where I wanted to be on air, and I still do, but whenever I apply to jobs, I always say, I think
congratulations.
I made it. When I say even when I apply to jobs, like yeah, it makes a lot of sense to be on air first, and you could learn like, learn stuff and you could critique yourself and fix your honing your skills. But I feel like when you're a producer as well, you learn everything about radio, and I feel like I'm more prepared for anything that happens in a radio studio than going forward. If you're just a host, you know, you're only focusing on yourself and not the whole picture. And now, as of being a producer, and you guys can probably back me up, you see how many other hosts, like what they do and what they do wrong, what they do better than you. You pick up stuff. So I think it's really beneficial to be, if you want to be on radio and you want to be on air, I would say produce while you're young before anyone's really going to hire you, and learn everything about radio, because then you become a better overall personality. That's my opinion. And then do something on the side and work on your skills, like a podcast like this, or do videos like we do, so something like that, to learn like literally everything, because you're selling yourself short if you only do, you know, one side of the glass.
Can I answer the question now?
He's trying to get his word in.
I want to get in before
this
she comes in.
This is where our chemistry comes in. But I, another BU plug-in, we should get paid for this, Boston University alum over here.
Well, once you guys make it big, they're going to want to sponsor everything you do. So
they teach you really, really well how to do everything yourself. You need to be the one-man band when you go to BU. And even Eddie, who wanted to do radio, he knows how to shoot with a camera, edit with a camera. We know how to do all of that because of school. So it was kind of just natural. Like, we had to do it. We had to know how to do it.
Because nobody's going to do it for you.
Exactly. Especially in starting out jobs, if I wanted to move to a small market and be a reporter right away, I would be doing all of that by myself. So it kind of just came naturally. I asked as a Christmas present to get Final Cut. So that was my big Christmas present this year. So usually I'll start editing the videos first, just in my spare time. I have my laptop, and then Eddie will help finalize it.
If I ever met a woman that, you know, for me, told me for my birthday or Christmas, can you just give me like Final Cut Pro?
You put a ring on that, and I mean yesterday.
Yeah, I'm like, geez.
I didn't even ask him for it.
Exactly. If somebody just asked that for me instead of like a bag or a Louis Vuitton, I'm like, oh, jewelry. God bless you, Jada. God bless you.
See, Eddie, you have a catch right here. Remember that.
And he's going to be like, we can pull this aside. Guys, did you really have to put me on this podcast?
No, she loves taking liberties at me, so whatever.
All right, so speaking of the relationship aspect, we had Jordan Harbinger.
I thought you were going to say expecting, talking about liberties.
Oh, talking about taking liberties at you guys. Well, before we get to the relationship aspect again, dude, what is up with the pink? Like, is that your favorite color?
What? Oh,
what are you talking about?
No, the tank top. You're talking about the Brett the Hitman Hart tank top. I mean, his color was pink, so so they sold
that.
He
has two different pink bathing suits.
He's got like he loves the shirts too. I saw that the other one too. The collared shirt that had like the
pink flower.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a shirt that she got me for Belmont. Actually, yeah. Nice, yeah, we went to the Belmont Stakes. I try to go every year, so that I like to dress up and be festive for that.
Hey, not a lot of people can rock pink, Jeff, but the great Ian Murphy does a great
job. Navy.
Oh,
yeah. It was navy.
It takes
with
a real
pink
man to wear pink and wear that.
I don't mind pink.
No, it's a natural color.
I love that tank top, though. I mean, anything like old school wrestling tank tops are always great. So
Eddie, real quick, your podcast. You also have another podcast.
I do.
Concept on it.
It's funny.
New York Sports.
Yeah, not just New York. It's
more national.
It's pretty.
It's wider.
It's national. I mean, it's a long. What happened was, so obviously we're talking about applying for jobs. I got the job here as a producer. I wanted to be on air. How do you fix your skills? How do you keep doing on air stuff? Make your own podcast and put it out there and promote it. So I created one. You know, bought the site, the SoundCloud page. I have Adobe on my laptop. The soundboard and then the microphones. And I started doing it with a friend from high school who lives close to me and who also is in the sports media field. You eventually learn that it's tough to keep people to be on the same page as you and want to always do it with you. Like, you guys are lucky, you guys are brothers, and you do it together. Whereas like some people aren't as reliable. So
I wouldn't consider myself lucky.
I know what you mean.
Taking shots, and you're lucky in the sense of you can do a podcast together. Yeah. But at one point, and then we started this around February 2015, and so not that long after I got the job here. So once that was the ball was rolling on that. We had about 5 or 6 people writing blogs for it, appearing on the show, and I try to do it once a week or so, and about an hour long. And then once that kind of fizzled away because they were annoying to work with,
it's hard to find somebody you
right.
Get along
and then
with.
What happened was
ding
my,
ding ding.
No, but no. But you see, my one of my best friends, in the world, and he went to BU. I met him at BU, and he was my co-host for like 3 years on WTVU when we hosted our radio show there, a sports talk radio show for 2 hours. And he lives in Queens. So he was like, well, I'll just come out and I'll do it here at Sirius, or I'll do it in my house. So we got in a role of doing it together, and it was great. And our angle was like these two New Yorkers who have like their New York kind of attitude and view on stuff. And we had such really, really good chemistry. And you guys obviously know how important chemistry is. And like, it was like one of those things where you could finish each other's
sentences.
Now
we're still learning chemistry. Right? Yeah. I have no idea what that is.
We'll get to it by the 50th episode.
But yeah, I mean, we had a really good time together doing it. And he's in this field as well, and got a job actually down in Louisiana. I always make fun of it. Like, I don't know if you guys seen True Detective, but Carcosa, like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, wow. That's where he is.
He's down in Louisiana for working for CBS. Yeah, Nick Pick. So if you follow anything in the podcast, you could go follow him. He's so funny. He's like this short little dude, but he's like the funniest guy of all time. And we had really good chemistry. Like, he's a really, really thick, like that Brooklynese. Like, he's like from Queens, but it was good. So now we're
What's the difference? I have been in the metropolitan area for a good portion of my life. Do I have a Joy-Z accent?
No,
right? Not really. No.
And what's the difference between a Staten Island?
I learned to get
Brooklyn
rid of it.
And a Long Island accent.
Staten Island is more like, oh my gosh, like twang, like a little twang at the end. Right. And then Brooklyn's more like, oh, tough, I'm from Brooklyn, you know. A little bit like that.
Well, Tony Danza from
when I talk really,
Boston is, y'all, wicked awesome.
Yeah, I can't even do a Boston accent. But yeah, I was taught when I was younger.
You went to Boston? Give me a Boston accent. Boston accent right now.
Say clam chowder.
Same clam chowder.
Like, I'm trying to think of like a funny sentence to say.
I can't do it.
Tommy Brady, dude. Like, that's how they sound all the time. Like, everyone's named Sully. Like, they're all like drinking dive bars. Like, very blue collar town.
You deal with Patriots fans up there, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't as bad. I mean, I was up there when the Giants won. That was awesome.
You're probably the only one there.
Yeah, I was there. The Red Sox won.
I went to the parade. Yeah, that was cool.
Trying to think, did the Bruins did they win when I was there?
No,
they did. I just missed that. So yeah, I mean, the Giants winning was huge. But that whole sports. I mean, I wore a Yankees hat a couple of times, and people would like say stuff, or like I was on like the T. It's like their version of a train. Their sorry excuse for a train, and they'd be like, oh, like knock into that kid, whatever. I was like, are you serious? Like, come on, I'm running the train.
But going to BU is different though, because everyone's from everywhere.
Yeah.
So on the campus, you don't really experience even the accents or anything that much.
That's why. Yeah, I was like, I met my friend, my co-host from Queens. He's from Queens, went to BU, whatever. So if you want a thick accent, go listen to one of our older episodes. you'll hear his accent. So, it was funny. But the problem is now he went away. Like I was saying, so now I'm in the process of thinking of how to do it remotely. I'm able to ask you guys for some advice after this is over. Mm-hmm. And I try to do some solo. And you think when you're sitting there, like you're behind a microphone like this, just with yourself, and you're like, you get kind of crazy because you're like, I'm just talking to myself about nothing. Like, who is really listening to me? Who really cares?
The inner monologue.
Yeah, it's a full.
That's really it is.
It's a half hour, 45-minute monologue.
Talking to yourself.
Yeah, and sometimes I got to that length, but I think the quality of the program suffered, where it wasn't as good. I was kind of repetitive, reset it too much, kind of mumbled or didn't finish my sentences. So it was like a thing where I didn't love it. Whereas you look at the shows we did, especially like the ones we did here in person, like you guys are saying, it's way better. I mean, like we crushed it. Like our friends are listening to it. Like, this is hilarious. Like, on the way to work, their parents listening to it. Like, we had a really good couple episodes together, or more than a couple episodes. And then he goes.
So now I'm just gonna have to guess.
So now he has to go be an adult and get a job. And now that podcast that was it was a little bit of like pop culture mixed with like sports and our just takes on stuff like that is now still.
So
up
do
in
you
the air,
want to co-host or do you, are you happy?
I want to do it with my
host,
friend Nick.
Damn it. Oh, you want
to? I mean,
so
I want to do
send
with
in
him.
The resumes to your Twitter handle. Eddie
Look,
Murphy,
if there's somebody, if there's somebody that could do it in person or can come here and do it, whatever, that's fine. I mean, but
I never thought of reaching out to like the universe and asking people.
My honest answer is that I think my best co-host is my friend. I think we have the best chemistry together, but he is a busy person. I'm a busy person. If it can't work out, can I do a special guest co-host? I mean, sure. I just felt like that loyalty because he put in the effort and time, unlike others who didn't. So I didn't want to be like, oh, well, you're there now, so let me go find somebody else.
Got an idea here, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I might be rocking the boat here.
Sure.
But turning to co-host, You're looking at one right to your right.
No, we have.
What best way to explain sports to somebody who, she even explained herself, is not that sports oriented and can tell you other things about entertainment?
We have a two episode podcast called Two People, One Podcast.
That guy said that. He was me like, nah.
Yeah, that's not. For a sports show, I wouldn't want to be on it. I would. Right. Guest host with him for a cameo because he wants to branch out more into like pop culture stuff too. So we talked about, since he's in a lull, he hasn't done a podcast in a while. I said, do one. I'll jump in for 10 or so minutes of it to at least break it up. So we were thinking about it.
That's my problem with
it. We were never called, Jeff.
Now I have a question for you guys. Maybe I'm going to interview you on your own podcast.
Interview's over.
if you have this idea where it's like a sports, it's a mainly sports topic, but if something crosses over into like the mainstream media, you could talk about that as well. So like, if I wanted to bring her on, in my head I'm thinking like, well, people are listening and following me because of the sports aspect. I have a dedicated Twitter and Facebook page and a website too. It's a sports podcast and it's all about sports. So if I have someone on who's talking about TV shows and this and that, I feel like I'm straying away from it. I'm not a big enough personality in terms of following to do that.
Eddie, if you're listening to a podcast, you're most likely into entertainment and movies and TV shows if you're listening to podcasts. So I don't think people would mind 10 minutes.
We initially started as we want to do sports related stuff. We want to talk about Giants, you know, the whole Deflategate thing until we started talking about deflated balls, and we're like, this is so ridiculous. What are we doing? So we ended up starting to do a segment of wrestling, which Jeff and I were very passionate about, and I could talk, you know, till the cows came home about it. Before we knew it, we started kind of going in that direction. Now, we still have guests of wrestling, but Jeff had mentioned before we're off air, you know, we're talking to you guys about
show.
You have to be, the thing is sports, right? But you got to find that difference.
Does that. You know what
I mean? So if she, for example, who
is the
wants
spunk
to
your show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Boom. So you want to use that and you want to be like, okay, so you know what? There's a lot of women out there that would like to learn about sports.
Okay.
So if you're kind of like
teaching
her
like
something.
Like a sports with Jana segment.
Something like that, I mean, would work. Because
I named it dishing and swishing. It's about it's a Walt-Clyde Frazier term. It's a Knicks like term. It was based on the Knicks. Not based on the Knicks, but it's based on the Knicks player. So it's like, okay, dishing and swishing, wherever I heard that from Walt-Clyde Frazier, basketball, it's a sports thing. I can't be like, oh, like,
well,
this week we're talking about Game of Thrones and
the dishing
whatever.
Could be,
thank you, that's what I just said, dishing.
The dishing could be, for example, her dishing on a New York Knicks rumor or something like that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or, you got a good asset.
So you're saying just sprinkle in the other stuff with
the... Sprinkle in, because the thing is, we wanted to be, like I said, wrestling, right?
Yep.
So, okay, but we got to be different. There's so many wrestling podcasts out there, right? You guys are doing the couple, like you said, you guys are doing the couple show with the food. And
not that many people do
the last thing I remember
couple
is,
do a show.
The last thing I remember
food.
Is cooking with the Neelys. It's the last thing I remember.
It's great.
You know, you remember that show?
Yeah.
No, you don't remember?
I know you're talking about.
So, You gotta find. You guys found a niche, right? So the thing is, you gotta use her as an asset, I would say, and reach out to the maybe woman fan base too. The one that's like, you know what? You know, this is interesting. She's dishing on sports gossip rumor. You know what I mean? Something like that. I think it would be
exactly.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What we did during.
I like the advice.
Once you left Offsides, and I became executive producer of Offsides. So.
I wonder why.
So I was also the only senior at the time. When I was executive producer, that was the whole Deflategate. That was the whole drugs and rape and everything going on in sports. So we did a lot of segments on more social issues. Like, what do we think that wasn't English. Our takes on the legal repercussions of all these players.
Stuff like Greg Hardy, Adrian Peterson,
all that stuff.
Oh, you got gold right there.
But that's what I'm saying. So we started talking about more social things than in the past when it was strictly sports. So
it was a lot of
happens.
Phone calls to Eddie saying, okay, so what do you, how do you
like,
talk about
Eddie,
this?
Give me the details.
Deflategate or Adrian
Peterson
situation.
I didn't want to look stupid, so I asked for help.
So it works. I see something that could work there.
I like the advice. I'll definitely we'll start doing that.
And this is just like advice, you know.
Yeah.
No, I know. It could work. You know, so I don't want to stop it. It's just like one of those things where I could not do it. I tried doing it alone. I did not want to do it alone anymore. I don't want to sit there and talk about TV stuff, movie stuff, whatever else is going on, politics, whatever. I want to talk about keep it to sports because that's what I thought I wanted to do. Yeah. But I do have passions for those other things. So I got to figure out how to, I guess, incorporate it all. And then plus, you know, get a co-host that could talk about the things in depth that I want to talk about.
I'm like the only reliable person left.
It's about being different, man. It really
I know.
is.
No, you're right.
Because it's honestly, man, you have to find something that somebody like, oh wow, this is different. I haven't heard
right.
of it.
Because why listen to us when you can listen to a Bill Simmons or anyone else that has, you know, a millions and millions of followers?
Yeah.
I got what you're saying.
All right, I guess it's like a little segment or so, whatever. So we're here sitting here.
Therapy session's over, real quick. before we move on, and that'll be $50. Your copay at the door ready when you're done. Yeah. Cupcakes were amazing. Pudding that Jada brought in.
Thank you.
God bless her.
I didn't like
them.
Shout out to Magnolia. Oh, okay. It'll be on our Instagram today, our cheat day. Thanks, Magnolia.
I didn't like them, but
it's pretty good, actually.
You didn't have the banana pudding. Banana pudding
good.
Was awesome.
It was pretty good. The spot, actually. We have a long day, too.
Talk about cheat days. What's your favorite food? Favorite food that you
From the video?
No, not from the video. Say you guys are...
Cheese.
You know,
anything with cheese.
Anything with cheese.
Pizza, mac and cheese.
Pizza. That's the thing. That's your deadly sin. Like,
yeah, pizza.
What about you? When you see it, you have to have it. It's impossible. Like, for me, it's buffalo wings. If I see buffalo wings, I'm like, I cannot eat them.
No, mine's pizza.
Oh, that's tough.
I'm anything barbecue. Anything barbecue for me, like ribs or something.
Yeah, I mean...
Grilled chicken.
It used to be pizza.
grilled chicken and broccoli, no.
I saw Eddie scarf that pizza down, and it looked like he had a cheat week in that day. It was crazy, dude.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, when he stuffed down the wings, he was like, those are huge wings.
Man.
Yeah,
eating with Eddie should be its own show in itself.
That's a show right there. Eating with Eddie.
The B-roll we have of
Eddie shoving food in his mouth, it's disgusting.
We might do a compilation video. So
there you go.
The answer question, that's so tough. I mean, I like bacon. I know that's like overplay. Everyone's like, oh, bacon, and bored of it.
Everyone says pizza.
I'm a big burger guy.
But it's easy to say pizza.
I like eggplant.
It's so good.
Eggplant. I like eggplant a lot. It's crazy. I like eggplant parm. I love
that.
Eggplant parm.
Love eggplant.
I like grilled eggplant too. Obviously, you fry it. It's better. Bread it and fry it. It you know tastes better. Oh yeah. I mean, those are probably like my top. I know, bacon burgers and eggplant.
Bacon
I'm weird.
Well, what kind of pizza? It can't be just a plain regular slice.
Any pizza. I will eat
Sicilian,
any pizza.
Staten Island pizza, though.
But any pizza. Like anything on top of it, the
even
more the merrier.
Like Papa John's, Domino's.
Love Domino's. Not in a good pizza way. Like I only order it when I'm drunk. But Domino's, I could crush a whole Domino's pizza.
I do pizza one of three ways. Just a plain slice, a Sicilian slice, or like a buffalo chicken slice. I do not like any other toppings.
No.
I love everything.
About to wrap up a little bit, but quick. Are you guys each other's biggest critics, or do you have anybody else who's like? Is she your biggest critic?
Yeah, we're
my
pretty.
Parents.
Well, Jeff, I'm your biggest critic.
Oh, I know that.
I don't hold back. On
I was gonna
you.
Say. I mean, I guess I should have an answer. I was gonna say.
No,
we're pretty,
said,
we're
no,
pretty
I
honest
said
with each
Eddie
other.
And my, no, Eddie and my parents are. Yeah, my
I don't
biggest
think.
Critic.
I think her parents. I mean, yes and no. I
Careful.
Think that. I know this is. I'm towing a fine line here because her parents don't have, especially when it comes to this kind of stuff like broadcasting.
But they're still my biggest critics
they don't
when
have,
it comes to anything, and then Eddie also.
They're nicer though. They're more like loving. Where I'm more like, okay, well this was not good, so fix it. Like, I have no problem being blunt, and I have a greater knowledge in this kind of stuff than her parents do. So I think in that regard, we're honest, but we never get offended by it, which is shocking.
Well, it's good because you know you got to take criticism.
Yeah,
if you guys, if she loves you, she's only wants what's best. Same here.
Yeah.
So
shut up, Jeff.
A little sappy there, right? But
I just can't stand you.
So we're talking about we had Jordan Harbinger, the Art of Charm, on last show, and he's a relationship expert. Really,
if you ever listened to it, listen to it now.
How'd you go about finding? Like, how do you go about finding like that or like?
Oh man,
what came up that
you stalked him.
But what came up that you just thought it would be a good idea?
Huge podcast, one listener.
Okay.
And at one point, it's coming off a breakup. So, you know, sometimes when you Google, like, 10 best ways to get over a girl.
Yeah.
Or
someone comes up,
So then all of a sudden, like, you're looking, and just by chance, I'm a podcast, one listener, listen to all the wrestling podcasts on there. And Art of Charm was on there. Hmm. I'm like, let me listen to the guy. The guy was pretty good.
Okay.
Just basically emailed him. Hey,
nice.
What's up? Former employee from here.
Yeah,
on air host.
I've heard that.
And I was like, well, let me just take a chance. Replied.
Man, doesn't hurt.
Awesome.
Yeah, this was the worst case. He said,
I know.
No.
Yeah.
Or didn't respond.
Came in live. Came in. He flew in. He was in New York because he's based out of LA.
Okay.
Came in, was here, and just met up with us and did it in person.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
So we found an empty room. We spoke, and it was a great interview. And, oh, man, it's amazing you brought up Jordan because I wanted to ask Jaden and Eddie this thing, too. How do you think Eddie. And Jane, same question, separate answer. Do you think confidence is something that can be taught, or do you just born with it?
You guys go from talking about food to these deep thing questions.
I think
you got to give me the heads up with this one.
Eddie's a confident guy.
No, I think it's both. He comes off
as a confident guy.
I think it's both.
Some people naturally have confidence, but I think you have to.
Exactly.
You could experience stuff in life to bring it up or bring it down.
Okay.
So I think some people naturally have it, and like they might not, like they might not deserve it, or some people don't have it and they should. But I think it's based off experiences. Yeah.
Like I think I am an overly confident person to a fault sometimes, and I think it's something that I was always had, because my mom always said when I was younger I was always outgoing, always whatever. But it's also the way you're raised too. Like both of our parents are our biggest supporters and biggest cheerleaders for everything, so they're always like, you could do anything, reach for the stars, you could do. No wonder both of us are in this career. So I think that also adds to it. If you have people backing you and people telling you that you are great, you'll think you're great. So I think it's both.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah,
I actually think you can.
And how important is body language to you too?
Was body language a thing you saw when
body language?
Like the way you, like,
because he comes in like a peacock in here when he comes in.
It depends time of day.
Extra small shirt. And, you know,
no. I thought Eddie was dweeby at first when I first met him.
Okay,
I thought he was dweeby. Yeah.
What was your first impressions?
I was wearing a tank top and a backwards hat. I'm not a dweeb.
No, I thought you were dweeby at first.
What does dweeb even mean?
So that was your first impression when you first went to the table together. This guy's kind of a dweeb wearing a Boston
body language.
I was wearing a tank top and I was wearing a backwards hat.
First impression, just in general, I thought he was dweeby.
Okay. What does dweeby mean?
I don't know. You just weren't like.
What does that mean? You're moving your hands.
I don't know.
Jig in here.
I don't know.
I think if you wear a tank top and a backwards hat, you're going for a certain look, and dweeb is not one. No.
So after we get done with these questions here, it might be the end of cheat day. So
yes,
so
might be the end of this relationship.
My impression was that you were a typical girl from Staten Island who's a loser, and they're only going to only be a waitress.
Yeah, that's the end of that.
Man.
And then you found out I'm smarter than you. So.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Tension. Just cut the tension.
Yeah. Cut tension up right now.
So before you guys came in here, we give you a little
quiz
or so about how well you guys know each other. So you guys want to see how well you guys
know each
other?
I hope I'm right.
Sure. I'm ready for it.
Okay. So, Jada.
Yes.
We and because we know.
I don't want to look so I can see through the paper.
Oh.
Man. It's like an X-Men.
We got to budget for thicker paper. So, there we go. So, what would Eddie prefer? Would you prefer a Yankee World Series?
Yeah, but didn't I answer these questions already? Doesn't he have to?
Perfect. Yeah, you have to ask Eddie.
I'm doing your show here now.
I was confused. You're confused. Everyone's,
so you have to get Eddie's answer and see if mine matches.
Eddie,
yeah.
What would you rather see? And Jade answered this. Would you rather see a Yankees World Series win? Okay? Yankees World Series or Rangers Stanley Cup?
Oh, it's not even close. Rangers.
Yeah.
Not
even close. Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah, I laughed at that
question. I've seen too many Yankees. Rangers, I was only two. Rangers. Rangers are over anything.
Yeah. The Devils fans over here. We really don't want you to. We don't want to see any Stanley Cups here. Bucket of chicken or bucket of ribs?
It's a tough one. I'm guessing she guessed chicken, which is probably right.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Very good. Again,
it's close.
The budget went all into the sound effects. That's why we got the paper.
Yes, it did.
All right. So if you could live forever,
oh, this is a hard one.
Eternal good looks, or state of mind, or would you rather have all mental facets there.
This is a tough one.
So if I live forever, either I'm good look or I have my mind.
Yeah, either way.
She probably gonna answer. She probably thinks I'm vain, but it's honestly my mind.
No, because I think you think that you like have the best mind in the world and you're better than everyone else.
I do. So if I lose it, it's not so good anymore.
So I said that you would want your looks. I had the mind already.
Yeah, you got to think, because you get old, your mind goes. I want to keep it.
Very good.
You're on the right track.
I would have said good looks, honestly.
Yeah.
No, mind. You know, I'm very self aware that whatever nasty looks I have right now,
I'll live in a cave. I mean,
believe me, nobody wants to see this ugly mug.
All right,
Jeff,
let's see what my questions
were.
I'm interested.
Would you rather broadcast? Well, now
you know the answer.
Would you rather broadcast the Emmys or the ESPYs?
Emmys.
Yep. Getting back to cheat day, would you rather have an appetizer or a main course?
An appetizer.
Two for two. Look at this.
Eddie knows that.
This
like
one's going to be wrong because I didn't understand it. Whatever.
And also, too, penmanship kind of sucks on my part. But if you could choose eternal good looks or a state of mind, immortality, what would you have?
Wait, eternal state of mind means you'd live forever?
Well, you live forever, but you got to choose either you're either going to age.
You will age like anybody would age normally. So
you're age physically or mentally.
You're going to look like you're 125, but your mind will be 100% as you are right now. But if you live 225, you're always going to be
looks.
Oh, then
I want the mind. I didn't understand the question either.
Well, hey, you know what?
I got it right.
Damn it, it's our show. He got it right. So.
Woo! Eddie, you know me.
Eddie knows her.
Hey, I was confused by the question, too, so.
Yeah, I still got it right.
You know what this is? This is kind of like Election Day when you're, when you're confused
by
the
ballot. You didn't say that I would want good looks.
Wait, one second. Let me defend you a second.
I thought he just
got it right, and now you're attacking
him. No, but
him
I thought he would think...
Give the man a break.
No, but I thought he would think worse of me that I wanted good looks. I'm shocked at you.
I don't know what I was thinking in my head.
Shocked in a good way?
Yes, like okay. Shocked, like, thank you for not thinking I'm that vain.
Exactly.
I'm just, like,
so think about this. When you're 125, you still think you're hot.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because the minds will be sharp.
Yeah,
both minds will be sharp.
Guys, I mean, this is a great show.
Thank you for having us.
Again, where can you catch you guys? Tell us.
Our Cheat Day on all social media, and then it is Cheat Day on Facebook. We also have ourcheatday.com that has all of our videos on there, but it's also on YouTube. So we're kind of everywhere. Our Cheat Day.
I'll just add, start giving more, I guess, suggestions of what to do, where to go.
Hit us up.
Yeah, I mean, we've done everything ourselves. We love to see what people want to see because hopefully that means it'll attract more views and promotion.
Anything planned in the near future? You guys want to save that for the episode that's coming out pretty soon?
We want to do a to cheat or not to cheat for this week because we've only done one so far. Okay. So that is hopefully our next video. Yeah.
And it definitely will be a
fun... So tweet at us if you have any ideas at our cheat day of what we should do for that video.
And there definitely will be some kind of Boston video. We've had a couple days up there. We know a lot of places from our 4 years up there each. So we're going to find something that's good. Either I'll give a hint. It might be something we've seen before, Man vs. Food, or it might be there...
I don't know if we're going to have time.
Oh, we're going to have time.
And, okay. And, I have to move me out of
the
apartment.
Or it might be one of the most famous brunch places they have there. But
we do a lot of brunch, we've realized.
If I can finish my thought, it's famous for a specific reason, so we'll see why it's so famous. So those are the two teas I'll give, so I'll probably pick one of those.
Cool. Is a certain time you guys post out these episodes, or just...
No. It's usually, whenever we're done.
Whenever we're done, usually we aim for Wednesday or Thursday around 4 o'clock. Those are... Because beginning of the week is better than the... Middle of the week is better than the beginning or the end, and usually we film them on the weekends, so we can't really get them up. So usually, look out Wednesday or Thursdays, mid-afternoon, our videos will be up.
Awesome. And that is Cheat Day, our Cheat Day on Twitter. Eddie
get
Murphy.
Get the order right. It's Jada.
Jada and Eddie.
Yes.
Jada Montemurano?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. I don't want to butcher that. Follow her on Twitter, at Jada Montemurano.
Yep.
And follow him on Twitter, at Edward L. Murphy.
And
what's the L stand for?
One day he'll have a same
Luther.
Twitter.
Larry.
And Instagram handle. Yeah.
Luther?
Lawrence. Larry.
Oh, Lawrence.
Luther.
Not bad. Second guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so they didn't have... Edward Murphy wasn't allowed. Eddie Murphy, it's obviously... You can't... Everything.
Listen.
You can't Google me.
If you go to LA...
Wow, who do people confuse you for?
I don't know. Some guy.
Exactly. That's $50 right there.
There you go. That's his copay right there.
Change it to Larry when you move to LA.
Larry?
Yeah, you won't disappoint people.
Okay. Looking for Larry. Exactly.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate
it. A lot of fun.
All right. A special thanks goes out to Eddie Murphy, the great Eddie Murphy, and his wonderful, wonderful, thoughtful girlfriend. Again, I can't thank her enough for the snacks she gave us. You know, that banana bread pudding was so good. And she gave us cupcakes, too, which had so much frosting, which I love. Jeff, not much of a sweets guy, but again, you know, he wasn't complaining too much. So it was great to have him in. Great interview. Again, guys, catch their shows. Their videos they put on their Twitter handle at Our Cheat Day. You can catch on Twitter as well as their individual Twitter accounts. You can catch Eddie Murphy at Edward L. Murphy and Jada at Jada Montemanero. Hopefully, they didn't butcher it that badly. So, great thanks to them. Really appreciate them coming in and spending a few minutes of their time to talk about the show they have, which is really good and great content. Before you know it, the Jersey Wrecking Crew will be a part of that. And I can't wait because that's just got comedy gold written all over it. So you guys have been listening to the High Spot Podcast. Catch us on Twitter. I know I'm throwing a lot of Twitter handles at you guys, but again, you guys can copy it down and I'll slow down for you if you need to. So catch us on Twitter at High Spot Podcast.
as well as Brain Stew Radio Network on Twitter at Brain Stew Radio, which we have a partnership with them. Shout out Chris Hamill, my boy, who will be on eventually. That's it, guys. You've been hearing the High Spot Podcast. I am Brian Berger, the trendsetter and one member of the Jersey Wrecking Crew, bidding you adieu and saying, Jeff, in spirit, that if you listen to this show and after the completion of this, you've realized that your life is just too sweet.